Well, there has been, and there continues to be, a strong tendency to assume that after 1558 there was an inevitable slide towards war against Spain. Wernham, whose work on Elizabethan foreign policy is well known and deservedly so, refers to the first quarrels of Spain as being in the 1560s, and then he talks about them as being in an escalating series which resulted in war. More recently, other historians, such as Stephen Orford and David Trim, also see a kind of slide towards war because they emphasise the ideological divide between Catholic Spain and Protestant England. And so the effect is that there is an impression that the two powers were set on a confessional collision course. One historian who disagrees with this viewpoint is Pauline Croft, and she has worked on materials that looks at the commercial relationship between England and Spain, and she recognises the importance not just of the Netherlands as providing a commercial relationship, which meant that there was opposition in both countries to any war, but also the relationship between Spanish traders and English traders who are working on or working in the Iberian Peninsula. So her argument is that for commercial reasons, as well as political reasons, there is a lot of opposition to any attempt for England to be at war against Spain, despite the problems associated with religion. And I must say, I think I'm closer to the position of Pauline Croft on this question. Another reason why I am, and I'll come back to some arguments that would support Pauline's view shortly, is that for many people making policy during the 50s and 1570s, the real danger to England came from France and not Spain. People like Cecil, people like Norfolk, and also the Queen herself were brought up in a tradition where France was the traditional enemy of England, and where the French king, because of his alliance with Scotland, could pose a serious danger to England during the reign of Elizabeth. And the reason for that, of course, is Mary Queen of Scots. Mary Queen of Scots had a French mother. She had been married to the French Dauphin, who later became the king, or shortly after the marriage became the king, and she had a close relationship to her uncles, who were leading figures at the French court throughout the period of her lifetime, and they were the Cardinal of Lorraine, later the Cardinal of Guise, and the Dukes of Guise, a number of them. And for these reasons, a number of significant figures in the Elizabethan Council saw France as the main danger to Elizabeth's throne and the main danger to the Protestant Church. Because of the danger from France, these men recognise that although Philip II was, of course, a Catholic, and although he was never going to be comfortable with Elizabeth sitting on the throne of England, particularly after the papal bull of excommunication, that they had to have some kind of rapprochement with Philip and exploit the traditional conflicts between the Spanish royal family and the French royal family. And this they tried to do. When Elizabeth went to war against France in the early 1560s, she tried to present the struggle to Philip as a dynastic one, not as a religious one, in order to ensure that he wouldn't come in on the French side. When there was a breakdown in diplomatic relations between Elizabeth and Philip II in 1569, and there was an embargo of between the Netherlands and indeed between Spain and the Netherlands on the one hand and England on the other, Cecil on instructions from Elizabeth and on his own account, did what he could as throughout the next couple of years to try and repair the damage, not to make it worse, so that they would be able to restore the relationship for commercial and political reasons and move into another period of rapprochement. And they successfully did that. The Treaty of Bristol was signed, the commercial relationship was restored, and although the trade between English merchants and Antwerp declined as a result of the revolt in the Netherlands, the commerce that was centred on Spain actually expanded. So there were good commercial reasons to try and retain the Anglo-Habsburg alliance. I would argue that it's around 1576 to 1578 that it becomes apparent that a war might very well soon be on the horizon between England and Spain. It's not in the 60s, it's not even in the early 1570s, it's later. It's 1576, things start to go wrong. 1578, they're going even more wrong. And by 1580, I think most people in England believe that there is going to be a future war between England and Spain. And we can see the sense of concern about a war in the fact that Elizabeth and her government put a lot of energy into building up the English fleet. John Hawkins is given instructions and works on building up the war fleet of the Royal Navy.